Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
All right, so Kip missed a week, got another week off, because that's typically what he does.
It's all about how you deal with management. I mean, I'm come from the Bryce Harper school. You've got to have your agent to be able to work out these perks with management.
So Kip makes his glorious return after another week hiatus. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, who's actually in studio. On the Bishop Media Sports Network, you can catch us on Facebook Live if you're not hearing us on the radio in your current market. You can go to Kip's Facebook page if you're friends with him or even mine, and you can see our beautiful faces.
Or our profiles.
Oh, yeah.
Outside of
it. Outside, okay.
There you go.
All right, yeah. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And, yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons Island drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
All right, so we're going to update the Twitter questions from last week. Go ahead and get those out of the way. Would you rather have Dansby Swanson or Manny Machado playing shortstop for the Braves? 60% of our listening audience, which I thought this was going to be much higher, but 60% of our listening audience says Manny Machado. It's a 60-40 split.
Okay. It's 100. It'd be a 100-0 split if I was the only one that responded to the poll.
If you were the Padres, would you have signed Manny Machado for $300 million?
Yes.
That's 50-50.
Okay, I would have. I mean, Padres have been a bottom feeder now for how long? You got to get better. You can't get better by not going out and making a splash in the free agent market, and they did it.
The last time the Padres had a transcendent superstar on their roster was Tony Gwynn.
Man, I love Tony Gwynn. God rest his soul. He was a great, great baseball player.
In case you missed it, the Phillies signed Bryce Harper to the richest contract in sports history a couple days ago.
Yes, they did.
You've heard the stuff already. I'm gonna give you some more details on the Bryce Harper contract because it's good.
Good stuff.
It's awesome. So $330 million for 13 years. He got a $20 million signing bonus, which makes the total worth of the contract $350 million. But there are incentives that could actually make the contract worth $360 over the total term of the contract. So if you'll allow me, what I'll do is I'll break this down for you. So 2019, the Phillies are going to pay Bryce Harper only $10 million plus that $20 million signing bonus in two installments. They're going to give him $10 million on June the 1st and then another $10 million on November the 1st plus his $10 million salary for 2019.
Can you imagine going to the bank and saying, hey, look, guys, can you help me out a little bit? I'm getting my $10 million installment in 3 months. You float me for a couple of months. What do you think?
In 2020 through 2028, Bryce Harper will make $26 million annually. That will be his annual base salary.
Okay.
Through 2020 through 2028, $26 million. After that, in 2029, he takes a little bit of a pay cut.
Okay.
From 2029 to 2031, which is when the contract ends, $22
million. $22
million. Took a pay cut to $22
million. Wow.
He's got a full no trade, no opt out. He is stuck with this contract until he's 39 years old. Nothing he can do about it.
He's a lifetime Philly.
As long as he doesn't, as long as they don't ask him to waive his no trade once they start rebuilding in 4 years.
Yeah, well, you know the Phillies, they're good at rebuilding. But they're looking good for 2019, I'll tell you that. They look good right now.
Here comes the incentive stuff.
Nice.
If he makes an all-star team, $50,000.
Yes.
If he wins a gold glove, $50,000. If he wins a silver slugger, $50,000. If he wins an MVP, $500,000.
Mm.
If he wins a NLCS MVP, $50,000. And if he wins a World Series MVP, $100,000.
Nice. Management, are you listening to this? Who's his agent?
Scott Boras.
Man. Okay. Scott Boras. So he's got incentives that can tack on another $30 million on this contract.
Here's another kicker on this contract.
Yeah.
When the Phillies are on the road, Bryce Harper will have his own suite at wherever it is they're staying.
Does that mean management? Can we rent a limo and drive down here on Saturdays down here to the studio? It's only like 30 miles. You ought to be able to cover. I'll get Scott Boras on the phone to work that out, would you?
And he also will be given the right to purchase a suite at Citizens Bank Park for his family and friends every game.
Nice.
It's reserved for him to buy.
Nice.
They cannot sell it to anyone else unless he decides to buy it.
That's nice. Those suites are nice. I mean, if we had more time, I could tell you a story from 1987 about a suite at Fulton County Stadium.
Well, you got about 3 minutes.
Well, you know, back then, about 800 people went to Braves home games in the 80s before they got really good. So me and some fraternity guys went up to Atlanta for the weekend, and we paid $4 to get into Fulton County Stadium. We was just walking around, walking around, walking around, and we found this suite that was fully stocked and nobody was in. And we watched it for the first three innings, and nobody ever showed up. And it was wide open. So we went in there after the third inning and watched the last six innings of baseball at Fulton County Stadium in against the Cardinals. And we just had a big time. Did I say it was fully stocked?
You did.
Billy Sample hit a home run that day for the Atlanta.
Who?
Billy Sample. Remember him?
No.
He hit a home run that day for the Atlanta Braves.
I'm going to Google Billy Sample. What position did he play?
I don't remember. I just know he hit a home run that day.
So really, you don't remember him either.
Yeah, he was, I think he was an outfielder.
He had 46 career home runs. Left fielder.
Yep. So he hit a home run that day. I think the Braves ended up winning that game. And it was just a fun day all around. Best $4 I ever invested, actually, in a sporting event.
Just want to throw this out there. Billy Sample was such a great player. His lifetime on base percentage, .329. That's not good.
He hit a home run against the Cardinals on the day that I went to see that game.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch, the only show in history that has ever mentioned Billy Sample.
That's the Braves. The Braves diehards and know who I'm talking about.
Will they?
Yeah, they will.
I'm a Braves diehard. I had no clue.
Put it on the trivia question.
Do you know who Billy Sample is? We'll make that. We will put that on the Twitter question of the week. It will be up momentarily as we go to break.
No matter where you live in Georgia, you'll find a Farm Bureau insurance agents ready to help you protect the things in your life that matter the most. We offer a wide range of insurance products, including auto, home, and life, and with fast, fair claim service. We are committed to providing you the coverage and service you deserve. So call your Farm Bureau insurance agent today. Grassroots support, homegrown savings, Georgia Farm Bureau.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mowry Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Molina's Landscaping is your answer. Lawn maintenance, lawn design, irrigation, tree work, installation, edging, you name it. And you can be sure the job will be done right the first time, every time. So give Nary and his staff a call, 912-223-5622. Molina's Landscaping, your landscaping solution.
Happy New Gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, SpiderX putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover, and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. Manny Machado is now the highest paid player in Major League Baseball. And these guys are talking about striking, WTF. Quarterback Scott Hornibrook of Wisconsin has entered the transfer portal. When Scott Hornibrook enters the transfer portal, things are out of control.
Yes.
It seems that people have forgotten the reason why Nick Foles was a backup in the first place. Giants and Dodgers, you got Bryce. Write this down. LeBron James will not allow the Lakers to miss the playoffs. Tennessee, you are pretenders. Beat someone good. I'm looking at you too, Gonzaga. Antonio Brown, whoever convinced you that a yellow mustache is a good look, should not be in your camp. Yeah. Bryce Harper will be under contract until he needs a cane. The Phillies now say they are out on Craig Kimbrell and Dallas Keuchel. Can't figure that one out. Roman Reigns, welcome back, brother. And these are my thoughts.
I don't know. I don't get where you're going.
He's just got to stir that pot every week.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
You just have to do it. We'll get into him in a few minutes.
I don't understand.
You know who him is. We have this debate every Saturday. Every Saturday.
I'm completely lost.
LeBron James.
LeBron James. You just brought up LeBron James again.
You brought it up.
You do this every week.
Every single week. This is where we go. LeBron.
Why can't you just accept it? LeBron. Why do you have to be every week? I dare you to have a LeBron-free show.
Well, you brought him into the show.
I'm daring you to do it.
Not today. Because he's appearing on a list here coming up.
Next segment is Kip Butthurt list as well. It's become very popular very fast.
Yeah.
And that will be next segment. The Atlanta Braves are 4-3 in spring training, and they've had a whole heap of injuries. Dansby Swanson and Josh Donaldson just got back into the lineup from their previous injuries coming into the spring. By the way, I thought Josh Donaldson was cleared to play, and apparently he wasn't because he missed the first week of spring training. Gausman and Mike Foltynewicz have both been scratched from their next starts.
I thought that's what Donaldson does, is just miss games,
looks,
right?
It looks like that's what he's going to do. Darren O'Day also with a tender shoulder. And Mike Soroka, we may never, ever see Mike Soroka pitch. He suffered another setback, lifting weights this time, shoulder discomfort. He, remember now, Soroka had already...
Shoulder discomfort.
Already been benched once. He was put on the disabled list back in June with a tender shoulder after he pitched. Put him on the 10-day. He comes back, same thing. They put him on the 60-day, saying, we're just erring on the side of caution. There's nothing seriously wrong with him.
Yeah.
We get through the 60 days. He's eligible to come off the disabled list before the season ends. He throws again, and they decide, well, we're just going to let him finish out the rest of the season on the DL and just let him rest some more through the off season. So he does that. He still hasn't had surgery.
Yeah.
And now he goes to lift weights, and during his weightlifting session, he experiences discomfort in his pitching shoulder. And so now they have taken the ball from him and said, we're going to give him another week.
Coach, I think I'm going to miss the workout today. When I woke up this morning, I experienced some shoulder. I know it's shoulder day, but I experienced some shoulder discomfort when I got out of the bed this morning, Coach. I'll be there on game day, but I'm just going to miss the workout today because I've got a little bit of discomfort. My shoulder's tingly.
See, I think there's a difference, though, with what you're trying to do, because Mike Soroka's a kid. Like, he hasn't yet broken in the major leagues and done anything. So I think he wants to pitch.
Okay. But the Braves are being precautious.
I don't think he's ever going to pitch.
I don't.
I think he's got a serious shoulder injury, and the Braves don't want to say it. Okay. He doesn't want to admit it, and he doesn't want to have surgery, but I don't think he'll ever pitch. What you're describing is Mike Hampton.
Okay. Mike Hampton.
That was the guy.
There's one name I didn't hear you mention, and I don't. Is Julio Teheran
perfectly healthy?
Of course he is. Of course. He's going to be healthy. Yeah.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf and by Jessa Furniture Outlet.
You ever see the look on my dad's face when we talk Braves baseball and I say Julio Teheran? The whole mood of the room changes. All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito, same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love. And I am sure if the Braves traded Julio Teheran, Jessup Furniture would be happy to provide furniture for his new digs somewhere outside of Atlanta in Fulton County.
The Braves are 4-3 on spring training. Lost their first two to the Mets and the Astros. Then they reeled off three straight against the Nats, the Mets, and the Cardinals. They lost to your Tigers, and then they rebounded by beating the Blue Jays yesterday. Today they play at 1 against your Tigers again.
Tigers are my favorite American League team. National League, Braves. But, man, with all these moves going on, you know, Harper signing with the Phillies, I mean, everybody seems to be getting better, but the Braves still haven't addressed the two lingering issues that have been plaguing them, which is bullpen and a starting frontline pitcher. Come on, guys. Now that the Phillies are out of the Craig Kimbrel sweepstakes, I mean, there may be an opportunity there.
By the way, we have updated our Twitter poll and added a Twitter question of the week. You can find this at Bishop _show. It is, do you know who Billy Sample is?
My man Scott Teston says he was an outfielder for the Braves, number 5, well, in 1986.
Well, tell him to go vote on Twitter to say he knows who he is. Doesn't
That's
count.
An old school Braves fan right there. That was before, you know, you millennials came on the scene and started buying chipper jerseys. I'm talking about back in the day when Bob Horner Rafael Ramirez, you know, all them old school Braves, Glenn Hubbard, you know.
I know who Glenn Hubbard is. Okay. I know who Rafael Ramirez is. He stunk.
Man, that's 1982 Braves won the NLS, babe. 13-0 started the season.
I just want to let you know that last season, you're wanting to slam Julio Teheran.
I'm not slamming him.
You're wanting to slam Julio Teheran. Look, his ERA was under 4.
Okay.
He made 31 starts.
All right.
He pitched 175 innings, struck out 162, and his WAR is 2 wins above replacement.
Okay. Roll him out there on opening day again for the 28th straight year in a row.
He's the ace.
Okay.
He's the only one on the team before this season that had any playoff experience.
Okay.
Before last season.
All right.
I'm just saying, I feel like that you're not giving Julio Teheran enough respect as and giving him credit for what he is, which is a Braves legend.
He's a Brave. You took it a little too far when you said legend.
I'm going to put it on the Twitter question of the week while you're doing your read. Is Julio Teheran a Braves legend?
Life insurance isn't about you. It's about the people you love. Your local Georgia Farm Bureau agent understands this and can work with you to ensure long-term security for your loved ones. We offer life insurance products tailored to your needs, from last expenses to mortgage protection and even your children's education. Let us help protect you. Let us help protect what matters most. Grassroots support, homegrown savings, Georgia Farm Bureau.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Molina's Landscaping is your answer. Lawn maintenance, lawn design, irrigation, tree work, installation, edging, you name it. And you can be sure the job will be done right the first time, every time. So give Nary and his staff a call, 912-223-5622. Molina's Landscaping, your landscaping solution.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Georgia Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Orlando Apollos of the new AAF will spend 36 practices at Camden County High School, reason being for health insurance purposes. Players would not be covered while practicing in Florida, but are covered in Georgia. The Brunswick High boys basketball team finds itself in the Final Four of the GHSA tourney again. The Pirates took down Douglas County 60-59 to advance and will play Tri-Cities for a spot in the title game. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with your statewide sports teams at GeorgiaSportsEdition.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Gold Niles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Gold Niles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at GoldNilesPharmacy.com.
Throw it out again.
That's good stuff right there.
Yeah, man. All right, so this is the butt hurt segment for Kip. So before we get into that, we're going to get our sponsorships out of the way. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports. I think Julio Teheran is going to go 21-6 with a 1.72 ERA when Cy Young.
Okay.
Peachtree Pest Control and by Georgia Sea Grill.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes to Julio Teheran, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
This is... Now where Kip hijacks a segment for his butt hurt list this week, which remember now, this is really going to encompass 2 weeks because you haven't been here in two weeks.
Yeah, I got a two-week butt hurt list here.
All right, let's go.
Number 10, Colquitt County head coach Rush Probst, suspended by the school. Lord knows what he's done over there, and I'm sure... It's not going to be good when it all comes out. What do you think about that?
I saw the story.
Yeah.
I need to know more info.
Okay. It'll probably be trickling out pretty soon.
I've got to have more info.
I've heard rumors, but I'm not going to throw that out on the air until it becomes fact. And if the rumors are true, then it's just he should be in jail.
Okay.
Number 9. NASCAR. Nobody's watching.
True story.
Number 8. The San Francisco
Giants. That was it.
Nobody's watching.
The
butt hurt.
Move on.
I watched the Atlanta race. I flipped it on there and half the track was empty.
Wow.
Number 8. The San Francisco Giants. You had Bryce Harper in your crosshairs and you couldn't pull it off.
Offered him a 12-year deal at $310 million and said they were willing to go higher. My question is, if you were willing to go higher, why didn't you just make your best offer?
Yep. That's it. Number 7, the Los Angeles Dodgers. You traded everybody to the Cincinnati Reds to make room for Bryce Harper, and you didn't sign him. Okay, what next?
They only offered him a 4-year contract.
Okay. But you traded your whole outfield to make room for him.
Yep.
Number 6, LeBron James. Nobody wants to play with you, dude.
Mm.
Nobody wants to play with you. Right or wrong?
I'd play with him.
Oh, I'm sure you would.
He'd make me better.
Yeah, I'm sure he would. He's not making the Lakers better. Number 5, the Atlanta Braves. Bryce Harper signs with the Phillies. Everybody in the division's making moves. And the only move we make to make ourselves better is bringing Josh Donaldson and re-signing Nick Markakis.
And by the way, to do the Josh Donaldson signing, you had to sit down Johan Camargo, who hit 19 home runs last year.
That's right. Number 5. And so, Braves. Get a pitcher before opening day.
You got Julio Teheran.
Number 4, Nike. I was gone last week. The best college basketball player on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Comes out of your shoe and injures his knee. Yeah, you're on the butt hurt list, and you've been on the defensive ever since. Hmm. Number 3, Robert Kraft, owner of the New England Patriots.
If this is number 3, the first two have to be really good.
They have to be really good. Robert Kraft, stay out of wherever it is you were in. You got to stay out of these places. And it was the day of the AFC Championship game. This guy went to the massage parlor in Florida. It must have been a good massage parlor because he hopped on a plane and went to Kansas City for the AFC Championship game. It must have been a top notch.
You got to understand, this is an old dude. This is an old man. He still has needs.
Apparently he has a lot of needs because he was seen in there quite frequently. Number two, the Los Angeles Lakers. Laker fans, before the season, you were chiming in here, blowing me up on Facebook Live about how the Lakers were going to be the top team in the West. And right now, you're 3.5 games behind the San Antonio Spurs for the last playoff spot in the NBA Western Conference.
What I don't understand is the Lakers have been on your butthurt list since you started doing this.
They're going to be on it because, have you seen the Laker Nation? They're there every week. They're that close to being up there with the Dallas Cowboy Nation. I'm not putting the Cowboys on the list because they're in hibernation until August. Then they'll come back on the list.
Okay. Number one.
Number one, the Washington Nationals.
Mm.
You lost Bryce Harper. He signs a record deal with the Philadelphia Phillies, and you're going to have to face him 18, 19 times a season. And he is going to just make you just vomit because he is going to flat out hammer you this season. And the Phillies right now are the pick, or my pick, to win the NL East. And the Nationals, oh, they're pretty butthurt right now. They were putting out these smoke screens. Yeah, you know, Bryce hasn't signed yet, but he may. We may slip in there and get him still and bring him back to Washington. Now he's with your rival to the north, and it's not good if you're a National fan today. Your butt hurt.
It's not good if you're a fan of any team in the NL East but the Phillies. Period.
But it's really stinging the Nats today, isn't it? That he's a Philly.
So number one on your butthurt list.
The Washington Nationals. Okay. And, you know, big signing with Bryce Harper. Huge signing. What is Mike Trout going to get next year when he's a free agent?
If there's a player in Major League Baseball, which I don't think there is, if there's a player in Major League Baseball that is worth $300 million, it's Mike Trout.
Yes.
And Mike Trout alone.
Mike Trout might. Before it's all said and done, he might own Southern California if the Angels re-sign him.
They might give him two suites.
Can you see him hitting in Yankee Stadium? Whew, he's a New Jersey kid. Whew.
I wonder how much money Philadelphia will be able to come up with.
The Phillies are done. Phillies are out of the free agent market until, what, 2030, 31?
Something like that.
Yeah, they're out of the free agent market. They'll put a lien on the stadium now in Philadelphia. They got to pay Bryce Harper.
And remember, Bryce Harper, this is the thing that stands out about that contract. He gets his own suite on the road.
Yes, he does. Nice suite. Management, are you listening?
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Happy New Gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals. Featuring Callaway's new Epic Flash Woods, Apex Irons, and Odyssey Stroke Lab Putters. Cobra's new King F9 Speedback Woods and F9 Speedback Irons. And Strixon's Forged Irons and Z-Star Balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
That
yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood, Molina's Landscaping is your answer. Lawn maintenance, lawn design, irrigation, tree work, installation, edging, you name it. And you can be sure the job will be done right the first time, every time. So give Nary and his staff a call, 912-223-5622. Molina's Landscaping, your landscaping solution.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's
912-466-7340. Love how when we're on break, Kip decides that he's just going to argue with people on Facebook Live.
That's my Facebook page. I have that copyrighted. Have it copyrighted, so I can talk about whoever. If I want to talk about the Dallas Cowboys and that Swiss cheese run defense that they had in the playoffs against Todd Gurley, who had an arthritic knee, I can do that. Who gassed them for over 100 yards with a bad knee. So I don't want to hear about the Cowboys' defense.
I'm just saying, no one here was saying anything about the Cowboys, but yet somehow you were arguing with somebody on Facebook Live.
I wasn't arguing. I was stressing a point to them.
Okay.
Well, you're the one that wants to argue about Julio Teheran. All I said was send a moving van to his house.
Send him to the Marlins, and he'll win a Cy Young.
Yeah, he might.
I'm telling you, 2019 is Julio Teheran's year to take home the hardware. He's come so close so many times.
Okay. Yeah.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty and by Nat's Landing.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us at 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com. They'll even work in the Atlanta area if Julio Teheran needs to sell his house really quick at the trading deadline.
Golden State Warriors. In your, right, most folks' opinion, they're the favorite to win the NBA championship. Yes, will you agree with me on that?
Yeah, right now they are the favorite to win the NBA championship.
However, there are two. They have the best record in the Western Conference.
Right.
However, there are two teams in the Eastern Conference that have better records than the Warriors, the Bucks, and the Raptors. I want you to listen very closely to me, Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, listening audience. Write this down.
Okay.
If the Toronto Raptors get to the NBA Finals,
they're not.
And Golden State is there waiting on them, the Raptors will beat the Warriors.
The Raptors can impress me if they can get out of the first round against somebody with a pulse.
Write this down, listening audience. If the Raptors get out, get to the NBA Finals, and the Warriors are there, the Raptors will beat the Warriors.
The Raptors can't. The Raptors had the best record in the NBA East last year and couldn't get out of the second round.
Write this down, listening audience. If the Raptors get to the NBA Finals and the Warriors are there waiting, the Raptors will be your NBA champions.
Oh, boy. You do this to yourself every Saturday, man.
Tell the truth?
No. You were just, I mean, it's like before the show started, you were talking about 27-1 Houston or whatever should be ranked number one in the country in college basketball.
That's a great point. Let's segue
that's
to
what,
that.
That's what
I'm
you said.
I'm glad you did that. I'm glad you brought that
that's
up.
That's what so, you said. Yeah.
The NCAA rankings. College basketball.
Here we go.
Number one, Gonzaga. Number two, Virginia. Three, Duke. Four, Kentucky. Five, North Carolina. Six, Michigan State. Seven, Tennessee. And eight, Houston. Houston is the highest-ranked team that's not in a Power 5 conference. They right. are ranked eighth. They've lost one game the whole year. Why are they not ranked first?
You're just a champion. Yeah, here we go with the Central Florida football discussion, blah, 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 again. Okay, Houston, they're not beating Gonzaga.
I think they beat Gonzaga.
Number two, who's number two?
Virginia.
They're not beating Virginia.
I think that'd be a coin flip.
Number three. Who's number three?
Duke.
They're not beating
Nobody's beating Duke.
Well, North Carolina just blew them out.
Whatever. Move on.
Okay. Nobody's the Heels just blew them out, and I'm not a Heels fan by any means.
Come tournament time, nobody's beating Duke.
Okay. Number four. Who's number four?
Kentucky.
They're not beating Kentucky.
I think that's a coin flip.
Number five.
North Carolina.
Are they not beating Roy?
It depends on where they play.
They could play in this parking lot at the radio station. They're not beating North Carolina.
Six is Michigan State.
They're not beating Tom Izzo. Not no tournament game.
Seven is Tennessee.
I'm not sold on Tennessee. Tennessee's got to show me something today.
There are four teams that have four losses or more that are ranked ahead of Houston, who has one.
Houston is not beating anyone in the top six that you just mentioned. Not anywhere. They're not beating them on a pickup basketball court at the City Rec in Brunswick.
The only team they don't have a chance against is Duke.
They don't have a chance against any of those. They're not beating Gonzaga. They're not beating Duke. They're not beating Carolina. They're not beating Kentucky. They're not beating Michigan State. Who else did I leave out? They're not beating any of those teams.
You want me to?
They're not beating Kansas. They're not beating. I mean, they're not beating any of those teams. Syracuse?
The only team that they have no shot against would be Duke.
I mean, you could take a middle-of-the-pack ACC team and beat Houston.
Disagree. Vehemently.
You had a middle-of-the-pack SEC team beat your national champion Central Florida Knights and have 980 yards against them.
Without their starting quarterback, mind you.
Okay.
And almost beat them anyway.
Okay. And you picked them to win 38-3. Mark this down. That's what you said during the bowl pick'em show. Mark this down. Central Florida 38, LSU 3. So I don't forget these kind of things. And I'm not going to let our listeners forget them either. Mark this down. You said Houston would be what now? Would beat?
Everybody but Duke. That's ranked ahead of them.
Mm.
Now the teams that are ranked behind them, you know, they might not beat those teams.
Mm. Putting that as a Twitter question. Could Houston beat any of the top five teams in the country?
Okay. I'll have it up during the break.
I mean, they're not doing it.
You can find these questions at Bishop_show on Twitter. Hmm. We've already got one up for this week. Typically, we do two or three.
I mean, I got people on my Facebook Live page right now asking, does management have a drug testing policy? I mean...
That's a good question. I am so glad the Facebook audience has finally, because I asked that question a lot about the things that Kip says. I'm glad that you guys have finally come around and understand how I feel about the silliness that I hear out of Kip's mouth every week.
Does management have a drug screening policy? on this show. Apparently, if you tune in at prediction time, that's a legitimate question. Jason Bishop's predictions, by the way.
Gold Miles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Gold Miles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislepharmacy.com.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Molina's Landscaping is your answer. Lawn maintenance, lawn design, irrigation, tree work, installation, edging, you name it. And you can be sure the job will be done right the first time, every time. So give Nary and his staff a call. 912-223-5622. Molina's Landscaping, your landscaping solution.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Georgia Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Orlando Apollos of the new AAF will spend 36 practices at Camden County High School, reason being for health insurance purposes. Players would not be covered while practicing in Florida, but are covered in Georgia. The Brunswick High boys basketball team finds itself in the Final Four of the GHSA tourney again. The Pirates took down Douglas County 60-59 to advance and will play Tri-Cities for a spot in the title game. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with your statewide sports teams at GeorgiaSportsEdition.com.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
You know, I got to give it to management. You know, I missed a week last week, you know, part of my Bryce Harper contract. You know, I got them same kind of perks. The re-entry, the beds, man, they've gotten a lot better in the last few weeks. Good stuff, management. Good stuff.
Julio Teheran, I think, wins a Cy Young in 2019.
For who?
The Atlanta Braves.
He couldn't win a Cy Young for the Brunswick High Pirates.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance. Pristine Water, and by Molina's Landscaping.
Some insurance companies seem to think you're only worth 15 minutes of their time. At Georgia Farm Bureau, we know better. Your local Farm Bureau agent will take the time to make sure your coverage is exactly what you need. We offer a wide range of insurance products, including auto, home, and life, along with fast, fair claim service. We're dedicated to providing you the service you deserve, the expertise you expect, and the peace of mind you need. So stop on in and see John Font, Jeff, and Scott at your local Glenn County Farm Bureau agency off Highway 341, just down from Hardee's, or give them a call at 912-265-9175. The Jags need a quarterback, big time. Nick Foles will not get the franchise tag in Philadelphia, which means he needs to be a Jaguar quickly.
The thing with this whole Nick Foles thing, is he better than Blake Bortles? Yes.
Yes.
Yes, he is. But you have to manage your expectations. He's been a backup quarterback for the majority of his career for a reason. It didn't just happen. He played himself into that role.
He doesn't look like a backup quarterback when he gets inserted into the playoffs.
Well,
right?
Which you have see, this is the thing that blows my mind with old school fans like you guys.
What?
You want to take a smaller sample size, the most recent sample size, and say that's what he is. But then you have this huge sample size in front of you.
Right.
That has been over a much longer period of time, has had more ability to be closer to the truth and accurate than this small little pebble that you have for the last 2 years. And you want to take this pebble over 2 years and ignore 10 years of where he stunk.
All I know in the last 2 years, other than Julian Edelman, who was in the last 2 years your other Super Bowl MVP. Thank you. Next. Let's talk about the Jaguar quarterback situation.
And thanks for giving me a chance to respond. That's great.
We got a Super Bowl MVP that could be on the market. Blake Bortles isn't getting it done. Everybody's linking Foles to Jacksonville. So are you not on board with that?
I think that he's an upgrade from Blake Bortles, and you got to make an upgrade. But I just don't – what I hear from Jacksonville fans – is that he's the missing link. He's the guy that's going to take us to the Super Bowl. He's not going to take your team to the Super Bowl. He'll get you guys into the playoffs. He'll get you matched up with New England or Kansas City, and you'll get thumped in those games. He is not the difference in making you what you are into a Super Bowl champion. He'll help you, but he's not good enough to win you a Super Bowl.
He's good enough to get him from 5-11 to the playoffs? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, then make the deal. I mean, you want to have a top 6-7 pick every year now? Because that's what Blake Bortles is going to get you.
Agreed. You can really do a good job of building your team as long as Blake Bortles is your quarterback.
I don't look at Nick Foles as the long-term option in Jacksonville. I look to him as a bridge to the future.
Which brings us to the draft.
Right.
Three quarterbacks, really, because the Jaguars, I think, are going to have a legitimate chance at two of them. I think Dwayne Haskins will be off the board.
I think the Giants go after him, or somebody like the Dolphins, or somebody tries to trade up to get him. But he won't be there when Jacksonville picks, unless the Jags trade up to try to get him.
Okay. So if they don't, then that means that they'll most likely have to choose between Kyler Murray and Drew Lock.
I think there's three good quarterbacks in this draft. Haskins, Murray, and Locke.
I just said that.
Yep. So if you could get either one of them, I know you don't like Murray because of his size.
Correct.
So
I think he's going to get hurt.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's a legitimate concern. I can understand that because of his small stature.
And I think that Drew Locke is going to end up being a premier elite NFL quarterback.
He's a gunslinger. He's got that Brett Favre mentality, and he throws the best deep ball in this draft.
He's the one guy in this draft, and I'm including Dwayne Haskins in this. He's the one guy in this draft that I think is legitimately a guy that you can build your franchise around that's not going to flame out in 3 years.
So let me ask you this.
Okay.
Could the Jaguars, sitting there, I think they have the number 7 pick, could they trade down and let somebody trade up for a Kyler Murray and trade down and get some picks, additional picks, and still get Locke?
Well, it depends on how far they're going to trade down.
They could trade down to like 10 or 11.
Do I think Drew Locke will still be there at 10? No.
Okay. The Dolphins are sitting there, and I don't know the draft order. I think they're around 13 or 14 or in that window somewhere. I think they're going to try to trade up and get a quarterback in the draft. I don't think Tannehill's the answer there, and they're going to have to trade up and get somebody. And I think they like Murray or, you know, Haskins, one of those two. And I think they're going to trade up to try to get one of those guys.
Okay. Draft order.
All right.
I'm going to move my mic to where I can do this.
Okay.
The number one pick in the NFL will be the Arizona Cardinals.
And they drafted a quarterback last year.
Okay. So yep. No quarterback there.
Right.
Number two, San Francisco 49ers.
They got a quarterback. They got a quarterback.
Number three, New York Jets. No quarterback there either.
No, they drafted theirs last year.
Oakland Raiders will take a quarterback.
They could. But they've got three first-round picks already, and could they somebody trade up in that slot and the Raiders get more draft picks?
Number five, Tampa.
I would draft a quarterback if I'm Tampa. I'm not, but they probably won't. They'll probably stick with Winston.
Six, New York.
The Giants are drafting a quarterback. If they want Haskins, if he's there, they'll try to get him. But if people start trying to trade up, I look for the Giants to try to trade up into that Oakland spot.
See, this is what scares me. Drew Locke's probably going to be the third quarterback taken.
Mm-hmm.
And four, five, and six, Oakland, Tampa, New York, all probably are going to draft quarterbacks. That's all three of them gone before we get to Jacksonville.
The Raiders are the wild card there. I think the Raiders, they have three first-round picks right now. I think somebody like the Jags, if they really want a quarterback, they may have to talk to the Raiders to try to trade into their slot and give up something in return, maybe a second-round pick.
The Lions draft eight quarterback.
No, they don't need a quarterback in Detroit. They need everything else, but they don't need a quarterback.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, SpiderX putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover and hybrid, as well as Titleist, TS Woods, and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
The George's Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the George's Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Gold Niles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Gold Niles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldnilespharmacy.com.